Taking a look first at your local and regional news. The Sebwing Village Police Chief Steve Repke announced Bayview Gardens has worked up ground to allow for the creation of a community garden at the Senior Center at 628 East Main Street in Sebwing. Repke explained administrators at Bayview Gardens asked him what he thought about allowing the development of the center's grounds for a garden. According to Repke, the more he thought about it, the better he liked the idea as a way to showcase the community about the positive growth that is happening in the village and as an easy way for residents to grow their own vegetables. In a joint effort, a garden area was worked up on the west side of the grounds, which can be entered off of 7th Street. That area was selected because it has easy access to developing a garden area and a parking lot. The grand opening of the Stake Your Claim Garden will be on Wednesday, May 15th at 3:45 with a ribbon cutting at the garden. This will be the first year for the venture, so there might be a few issues to work out. Repke noted that there is a possibility the effort might grow to include a storage garden shed with community gardening tools, along with the possibility of a small flower garden. And another local and regional news. Initially, officials from Marlette planned extensive upgrades to its park, but when the bids came in, they were much more than what had originally been estimated. Due to that, the proposed upgrades had to be scaled back to fit the funds available to pay for the work. The plan was to do some lighting of 1/2 mile of the walking trail, place some new playground equipment, as well as benches and other improvements to the pavilion using the $393,000 the Michigan Spark Grant had awarded the city. To stay within the grant's funding, adjustments were done to eliminate some of the upgrades. Half of the lighting along the patch was eliminated, along with fewer benches to purchase and place along the trail. Although the improvements were scaled back, it was decided that they could still be done later. With that decided, LJ Construction was selected as the company to do the project for the walking trail, to begin north of the pool house, and then run the border of the Heartland Senior Living Community. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Russian President Vladimir Putin has replaced Sergei Shoigu as defense minister in a cabinet shakeup that comes as he begins his fifth term in office. In line with Russian law, the entire Russian cabinet resigned on Tuesday following Putin's glittering inauguration in the Kremlin, and most members have been widely expected to keep their jobs. Putin signed a decree on Sunday appointing Sergei as Secretary of Russia's National Security Council, according to the Kremlin. The appointment was announced shortly after Putin proposed that another become the country's defense minister in place of Sergei. Sergei's deputy was arrested last month on bribery charges and was ordered to remain in custody pending an official investigation. And in other national and international news, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has delivered some of the Biden administration's strongest public criticism yet of Israel's conduct during the war in Gaza. America's top diplomat said in two television interviews that Israeli tactics have meant, quote, a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, but have failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive the lasting insurgency. He underscored that the United States believes Israel forces should, quote, get out of Gaza, but he's also waiting to see credible plans from Israel for security and governance in the territory after the war. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.